As part of our coverage for the 2022 municipal election, the Squamish chief sent out questionnaires to all candidates running either for council or the mayor's office. Identical questions were provided to each candidate, who had the chance to send written responses. What follows are the unedited responses for this candidate. Those who did not respond by press deadline do not have answers to publish. Furthermore, candidates were also invited to film a short elevator pitch. This candidate's elevator pitch is embedded in this story. Please state your name and political party. Christina Walsh. How do you think council can help with the housing affordability crisis in Squamish? This is a hard question, and I think there are many pieces to the puzzle. Are there ways to reduce costs outside of housing to make it other areas of life more affordable? Increasing the housing supply with gentle density that it doesn't alter the beauty, nature and culture that is our community now. By continuing to fund housing projects such as West Winds and Spring Creek. Also, encouraging a rental system and working with the new Squamish Community Housing Authority. Some locals have been calling for a pause on development on private land, but council does not have the power to do that. How will you reconcile that disconnect? I think this is a good opportunity to talk with locals and ask them why. Go directly to them and engage in conversation directly. Neighborhood forums and working groups have been created, but how else can we create engagement and conversation? How can we, the new council, be more approachable for the community? I believe this is what we need to do. Do you own property in Squamish? When was the last time you were a renter? We own a home. I've never rented in Squamish. How do you typically get to work? When was the last time you rode a bus? My job is remote and work from my home office. I have not used Squamish Transit. Have you had to find childcare in Squamish? I've had a child in childcare for 9 years, whether that's with a nanny, daycare, preschool or after-school care, and I will continue to need care for another 5 years. It's been a juggle and roller coaster to finding care, and it's taken being creative to make it work. We've switched work schedules to night shift, weekends, remote and part-time to make childcare work for our family. We've been on waitlists, had childcare facilities close and ultimately, put careers on hold to raise our children. Squamish has a childcare crisis. It's frustrating and overwhelming for so many families in our community, myself included. Do you or have you ever owned a business in Squamish? Do you pay commercial rent? I have not. In your opinion, does Squamish have a parking problem? If so, what will you do about it? Yes, I believe we have to find a parking system that will work for the long term in our downtown center. Suggestions could a parkade, a shuttle service to downtown and working with developers to make sure there is adequate parking for all new buildings. What ways would you support council addressing the climate crisis? I would continue to support the work being done through the Community Climate Action Plan. The district has done incredible work with their 6 big moves, and I would want to continue this work to bring Squamish to net zero by 2050. The municipality has control over passing bylaws, budget planning and approval, committees, board and commission appointments and general oversight of municipal administration. Within those powers, what didn't the last council do that you want to make a priority? I hope I can bring transparency and approachability to the work being done. Communicating to a larger audience on projects and bringing more collaboration from the community.